draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Father, Lord, you know our need today more than I even know how to pray. And God, I thank you for the privilege and honor, Lord, once again, to be back in this church. Lord, what a blessing down through these many years. Lord, they've been to us, and Lord, Brother Shane, how we love him and his wife and family, and Lord, this church, help us to be of help. I can't, but Lord, you can. And you know, I've asked you, and Lord, by God's grace, I'm going to trust you that we've settled in the right way, Lord, just to follow you. Now, you bless today all the singing. We thank you for that. And Lord, you just help us. And Lord, even this afternoon, Brother Lancaster, Lord, touch him. And God, just help us to worship you today. God, help us just to be grateful for the privilege we have in these last days. And surely it won't be long. I believe we're going to get caught out of here. Lord, and help us to have that desire and be ready by the grace of God, but do all we can while we can as long as we're here to follow you, and we'll give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you may be seated, but I think about that. Peter just said, we hadn't caught a thing, but nevertheless, we're going to let her down because you said to do it. I want to say this to start with. You know, this has become my life verse. I guess 2 Corinthians 3, 5, and 6. Paul said not that we're sufficient within ourselves to even think anything. We know what we are, folk. But our sufficiency is of God. You can't limit that. It says, who made us able ministers of the New Testament? And if he's a making you, let him go. We can't do anything. Just follow him. That's all you do. And watch him. You'll never get used to that. That sounds so simple for Peter to say at thy word, Lord. You know, I'll let the net down. But, oh, I got to thinking, though, last night, and you helped me. Pray for me. I need it. You know, I'm very seldom, I'm at this point in my life, I usually know exactly. But this is new to me, in a sense, part of it at least. But what I'm trying to say is just, I got to thinking about at thy word. Yeah. Boy, think whose word we're talking about. Yeah. He's God. Yeah. The very word of God. Yeah. He magnified his word above his name. Yeah. You know why? You can't tell about his name unless you know some words. Yeah. Yeah. That's simple, ain't it? Now, I go all over the world, but I couldn't preach a lick in some countries because I don't know the language. Yeah. When I'm in India, I have to have an interpreter. When I'm in other countries, I have to have an interpreter. Yes, sir. But it works. Yeah. He gives us, and he said he magnified his word above his name. We've got it. This is his word. As much as if he is standing here this morning. I mean, this was God's word, the one that his word causes the seraphims and the cherubims to fly around and to bow. I mean, we're talking about that. That's him. He's there in heaven right now, but he's looking here. His eyes upon us. Looked out my window this morning, little sparrows are hopping around. And I thought, Lord, his eyes is on them. Surely you're with us.
Yes, sir.
He created them. But he created us, but he shed his blood to redeem us. He's a making us. Oh, I pray God will help us today. But it's at thy word. I mean, you know, space and time and all we know has come from his word. The word. He's the causes of causes, I guess. And that may not make sense, but at thy word. You know, over there in Psalm 33, I think it is. If I can find it, I think I marked some of these. But in Psalm 33, in verse 6, it says here, he says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. It's all it took. The word. It's real. It's powerful. We've got it. I said, Bolivia, not long ago, we found some people. There's a whole strand of them, several thousand. And we got to go into a village, the Guarani. I'd never heard of them. Never heard of them, but I know the man that got one of them saved. I took him to the airport when he went to Bolivia years ago. And he died, and we got to go in there on his name. Little old church, no doors, no windows, no bathrooms. But boy, there's a sweet spirit. But what we found out, there's several thousand down a certain area of Bolivia, Guarani. They're sort of like they're indigenous, like the Indians sort of, I guess, in our thinking. But their language, there's a Bible printed in their language. 600's all it's ever been printed. And we bought 40, the last 40 of them. But you prayed, it's been on my heart. They don't have the Word of God like we do. But we have permission by mouth, if we can work it out with the government, to print that Guarani Bible. I've got presses waiting. I've got people waiting to give. One man said, I'm going to reserve $1,000 right now. When you get permission, let me know. That word of God. Can you imagine? Most of us has probably got a dozen copies at least in our home. They don't have it. Oh, the word of God is so powerful. We need to believe it. Peter said, I'll just at thy word. Well, that's rung in my ears. When the world is so dark, when it was dark and hadn't, you know, with that form and void, and the voice cried out, let there be light. More light come leaping. That quick, it's lit up. That's the same word we got today. Oh, that's when, of course, the waters were, I could go on and on and on. Waters separated, dry land appeared, green began to grow. God's running things. You just think about it. At thy word, the sun, the moon, and all these things. Oh, God, he created them, and all the living creatures of the sea. And I tell you, we just need to get a hold of that. And if nothing else, I'd just like to encourage us today to just get a hold of the word of God. Don't let the devil shake you. He'll try. He's a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour. If you're saved, you're in that number. None of us above it. I'm not. You're not. Oh, my. If we, you know, I was thinking, this, and this is scattered, but it's what God put in my heart. We're, no doubt, his created beings. But I thought about all the other things. I don't know one thing except man has rebelled. I mean, I know they don't have souls like we do. But everything else just does what God's put them here to do. If we can just fall in line, get a hold of this book, just do what he put us here to do. That's all that matters. But God still He's still God, and His Word still works. Amen. I tell you, saints of all ages have acted on those words.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can go through the Bible. It's just at Thy Word. Noah built an ark.
Yeah.
Didn't make a lick of sense to the world. Had never rained. God said, build an ark. Okay, Lord. Boy, it didn't happen overnight. He just took a long time to get it done. I don't know how much people probably made fun of him. Thought, you're crazy, old man. Wasting all that time and money and effort down through. But he just kept a hammer. I don't believe he ever doubted God. Why do we doubt him now? I've got a picture, stained it blue, right there in my Bible. I'd come back from India or somewhere, and they told me he was in the hospital. And I told Faye, I said, we got to go. He's in Rome, Georgia. And we loaded up immediately and left. I talked to Brother Sutherland, his pastor, down there where Sammy Allen used to pastor. He said, well, brother, he's in the hospital. Said he's just laying there. Said, I've been over there 3 times. Said he can't respond, but you're welcome to come. Yeah. Faye and I drove, walked in that hospital.
Yeah.
He's alert as Shane Jackson is. I said, well, Stinnett, been praying for you coming down the road.
Yeah.
But I said, there's somebody else praying for you. I read him John 17.
Yeah.
Boy, throw that hand up and say, amen, amen. And to show you, he was all there. He looked over at my wife and said, Sister Faye, did you bring any of them fried pies? So he wasn't out of it. We talked. But you know, just in a matter of a few hours, he had Stacy Pierce to sing, Why Should I Doubt Him Now? Why do we ever doubt him? I mean, it's good to look back and see what God's done, but He's still here today.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you're saved, we've got as much right as anybody on earth just to say, we're going to do it.
Amen.
That's how Noah built that ark.
Yeah.
Moses, you know, he lifted up that rod in the face of old Pharaoh, told him all them plagues.
Yeah.
Evidently, Pharaoh didn't believe him. That didn't keep him from happening.
That's right.
What I'm saying, when God gives you a word, step on it and go.
Yeah.
Get in the river. He led them across Jordan.
Yes,
and when they come across the sea, the enemy was behind them. But boy, on over there, though, he led them across. I like to follow him, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I sure do. But I just, and Elijah on Mount Carmel. I've been there, you know, more than one time, but he just declared whatever the Lord told him, and it happened just exactly the way. I mean, you can just take everybody in the Bible.
Yeah.
Old Joshua marching around Jericho.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense. God takes a weak thing to the world to confound the wise.
Yes, he does.
That He might get the glory.
Yeah.
We can do nothing within ourselves. Boy, we're hooked into something pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Old Sam McNair, you'd say, if I could just unzip. Ooh, if you could just see what's in here, that's a part of God as much as you're sitting where you're at.
Yeah.
He's with us.
Yeah.
Philippians 1, first words in that first chapter, nearly talks about being in Christ. That's the connection we've got. That we can fellowship. We can enjoy Him if we'll just follow Him. Oh my. Boy, I tell you right now, we know what happened in the end. Oh, them walls fell, didn't they? God won't tell you to do something and it flobber. It's real. You can stand on it. You can walk in it. What about old Gideon? That don't make a lick of sense. Gideon? All of them left, nearly except 300. And some of them, and it's just so simple. God ain't out here at something that you can't grasp. No. But he's the same God. Who won? You know Gideon. Oh, Gideon. Oh, yes. I tell you right now, just at thy word, at thy word. But you know here, turn over, well, you don't have me have to turn. I can quote it, but there in John chapter 2, that marriage of Cana, you know, first miracle, I guess, according to the Bible. But I was reading this just in my study. I mean, just from daily reading here, I don't know, several weeks ago now, but let me get back over here in John 2. I read this, and it just got a hold of my heart. Let me just read a little here. I'm just being me today. But it says, and the third day, verse 1, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. But look what she said in verse 5, and this is what got a hold of my heart. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Boy, that rung in my mind and has ever since. That'd be a good life verse for every one of us. I don't care how big or how little. We need his word on it. And then we have grace just to step out. Whatever he saith unto you, do it. Well, look what happened. And verse 6, and says there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 to 3 firkins of spice. And Jesus saith unto them, now he's talking to the servants, fill the water pots with water. And they fill them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but look at this part. But the servants which drew the water knew. That's when the good part comes. The governor knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, but when men have well drunk, and then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning, the miracles which he done there. But what I don't know, that just got a hold of my heart. And I thought, my, 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 what a blessing. Yes, sir. That he could even talk to me. Yes. He's watching them. Yes. He had just old servants. That's probably our biggest blessing, if we could get a hold of it, just be a servant.
Right.
Just be willing to carry water.
Yes.
And trust him with the rest. I don't know, but I'm just saying, you know, whatever he saith, I tell you, that has helped me in recent days more than any verse I've got a hold of lately. But what a joy just to be a servant.
Yes.
Can you believe God would choose us, Brother Lancaster? He picked you to be a servant. And we just be willing, what a joy, to carry out the message just at thy word.
Yes, sir.
But what more do we need? And he's still speaking today.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he spoke here. He told them what to do. But sometimes he may speak through other people. You know, we're a family.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we share things.
Yes, sir.
And never know it, and it'll help somebody. I mean, we're just family. Just talking to people. When you're being led of God, you can be a help to people. And many times through preaching, how many times have you ever sat and heard a message And boy, just exactly. Just like he knew exactly.
Yes.
Oh, exactly what to say. He's not pointing at you, but God already directed him. That's so many times over and over and over. And so, of course, I'll say this, sometimes even circumstance. God, he don't do things to hurt you. But sometimes he can put a little pressure on you and mold you and make you. It hurts. But he's got a plan. You sung it a minute ago. He's got a plan. And he's still working on me. But he molds and he makes. And the circumstances, God can cause things, to get our attention, get us in the perfect way. Romans 8:28, all things. But look at verse 29. You know, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called by, according to his purpose. He's not doing it to hurt you, because verse 29 says we're being conformed to the image of his son. And if you're going to turn out like him, you may have to suffer some things like him.
Yes, sir.
He had to suffer people telling lies. He had to suffer many things.
That's right.
And oh, when these hard things come, just remember, Jesus has been there.
Yes.
And he's in control.
Yes,
he don't do it to hurt you. He's a conforming one day. Believe it or not, we're going to turn out like him. We're being conformed to the image of his son.
Yes.
It's going to be glory, glory, glory one day. What's suffering now and heartaches now and troubles now. We're in a troubled world. Man born of woman, a few days and full of troubles. But one day every minute that's going to turn into glory, glory, glory. He's making you to turn out like Jesus. Oh, my. Tell you right now, just be willing to be that servant. Just be willing to carry water, maybe not even understanding. I don't know, but you might be astonished what God might do, though. You look back at it, you'll never understand it. Verse 7 and 8 there in our text here in John, it says here in verse 7, and Jesus saith in him, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw it out, carry it to the governor. Well, you reckon they had any questions? I mean, I'm just, he told them to fill it with water. But now they were human, they're just servants, but don't you guess they may have questioned, almost natural. He said fill it with water.
Yeah.
They need wine, that's what they said, they're out of wine.
Yeah.
But they didn't rebel.
No.
Okay, Lord, at thy word. We're just going to do what you said to do.
Yeah.
He said to fill them up.
Yeah.
To the brim. And I'll say this to us today. Don't stop halfway.
Yeah.
Just give him everything you got, whether you understand it or not.
Right.
Just pour your life out. Say, Lord, don't the Bible say, reckon yourself dead to the flesh, but alive unto Christ?
Right. Yeah.
He is our life.
Yes,
just do it. Fill them water pots. But I just thought of that, But they done that. They filled it and drawed it out and carried it to the governor. I tell you, that's all we're responsible for, really. Just to do what he said. Be willing to carry water. Sometimes I'm afraid in the old flesh to get proud. He hates a proud look. We're just not willing to do the little things. Be willing to let your nets down where you've caught anything or not, just at his word. Oh, yeah. I tell you right now, it's a blessing when you see God give an increase.
Yes, sir.
And if it don't come any other way, it ain't worth a dime.
That's right.
He'll give the increase, though.
That's
We've got the Word of God, and just watch God work miracle after miracle. I tell you, it's something. And if we'll just be willing to do what He says, we'll experience things that sometimes you can't even tell about. That's the truth. Nobody knew. There's a big crowd there at that wedding. Boy, they thought, boy, they had that new wine, that good. They didn't know, but boy, them servants knew.
Yeah.
You may just be doing them meeker wind carrying water. You don't know, but you know. The world may never know what you know. You'll see the, you talk about a miracle. You couldn't make them doubt. They carried water in old dirty pots.
Yeah.
And the governor saying, best wine? Well, who knew that except the ones that carried it?
Yeah.
You just be willing to carry it.
Yeah.
God ain't going to let you down. No, He's got a record of everything you've ever done and why you done it and who. You ain't trying to fool them. You just do it because whatever He said. Oh, my. I tell you right now, I mean this, you'll never get used to watching God. You can't. No. But when you see what God's doing, that'll cause your faith to grow. You'd have never made them servants doubt. I know we carried water over there. He says the best wine. What happened? Hand of God got in it. We need it. Oh, my. Nothing in the world like following Him and just watching Him. I tell you, your faith will grow too. Your doubts will flee away when you see what He has done and is doing, no matter where anybody else sees it or not. You know, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. But don't you guess Jesus, when He went to Calvary, he could see our everyone. We're the bride of Christ. Romans 9 says, ye who were not a people, were not beloved, but now you're children of God. Can you believe that? As sure as I'm talking to you, if you're saved, you're a child of God. We're not gods, but we're in the family.
Yeah.
We're in the family.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it.
Yeah.
Just because He said we would. And oh, I'm telling you. But what a joy just to watch Him. And keep this in mind. While you're watching Him, He's watching you. He's the one that told them to do it. He's there watching them. They just obeyed. But boy, I bet He poured a spirit on them and they'll never get over. Never, ever, ever get over. They knew. And you'll know. Nothing more satisfying than to know that you're in God's will. Just doing whatever He said. Count your blessings one by one. What a blessing, what a comfort. And we don't work because we know how. I think I can say that or how we feel. We just act by faith.
Yeah.
Faith is the scariest thing in the world to some degree. But it's the most rewarding thing you've ever learned in your life.
Yeah.
In fact, it's by grace through faith you're saved.
Right.
Not of ourselves, it's a gift of God. But we don't work that, but I tell you, the things which are, Luke 18, verse 27, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but He left us a key. First verse in that chapter says, men ought always to pray. You get something on your heart, God knows what He's doing. Oh, my, not just a... And you don't know who you're helping. You know, they carried it to the king. Remember, there's a big crowd there at that wedding. Well, they didn't know it, but they got to enjoy that wine just like the king did.
Yes,
and nobody knew, but those, and that's rung in my heart. Just nobody knew except those men that carried that water. And I thought of this morning. This book is a miracle book.
Yes,
You know, it don't really make sense in it to the world.
Right.
I mean, I preach all over the world, and I tell them, oh, if you'll just believe, hey, they're dead in trespasses and sin. A dead man can't do nothing. But boy, they've said under the Word of God, the Word of God is quickening.
Yeah.
It'll give them life. And I can stand anywhere in the world and say, if you'll believe, they're dead. But I've seen Muslims saved. I've seen Hindus saved. I've seen Americans saved. God loves the world. All we do is just do whatever He saith. And He called us. He put us in the family. Oh, what a thrill. All we do should just be to bring glory to His name. And that's what happened here down there in that last verse. Talks about verse 11, the beginning of miracles that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth His glory, and His disciples believed on Him. And they just entered something they're going to get to enjoy a lot. That's the first one, but tell you how many more? I don't think they ever got used to it. I mean, they watched Him walk on the water. Even old Peter got to walk on the water. Just at that word. He said, if thou be Christ, bid me come, come. You won't have to question Him. If He says, come, step. Just get on it. It'll hold you up. I've done some crazy things to the world. But I look back, and I'm about the least in here, I guess, but... I quoted the verse, not that we're sufficient to even think anything, but our sufficiency is of God. Boy, that puts us in another realm. Is anything too hard for the Lord? What's He got to work with except us? And we're redeemed, and we have access. You'll never get used to watching God work, but oh, what a joy to obey the Lord. And I hesitate to even mention, but and I'm nothing. You've known me a long time. But I don't know. What's it been, 2 or 3 years? 2 years maybe? We was in India. There's 40 people sitting on the ground. Boy, right over top of them is a big old monkey god. About 100-something steps up there to Him. And boy, we had a glory service and Faye got happy. And she just screamed out, the monkey god may be up there, but the real God's down here. We got the real God. But you know, I can tell you the story. God later put it on my heart. The monkeys got so mean and bad, and there's a biting them and breaking in their homes. And they sent me word that heard we'd build another church. The Lord had helped us in another area. Would we pray about helping them do something? Because and you know what? Only God. But I didn't really push it. I mentioned it a time or two. And I don't even know where it all come from. But in 3 weeks, God sent $40,000 to build a church under the monkey god.
Amen.
Well, I said, that's too much. I had to call preachers. By the way, I was with that preacher who told me this. There's a preacher up in Tennessee. I was there last week in a mission conference. Preached in it for many years now. But his brother Sexton, Wayne Sexton. And I called him when I said, preacher, he said, why did you leave me out? I said, I didn't. God did. He just sent it in. And I thought, well, it's wrong. I had to say, don't send no more. It'd be wrong to raise money for something you already had. $40,000, built two of them. Went and dedicated them. But let me tell you this, right under that old monkey god, and some of you heard this, I walked right up under him here just last time I was over there. I took pictures of him. I got him on my phone. His arms fell off. No storm, no wind, no nothing. Now we're talking about God. Power God.
Yeah,
We got a beautiful church at his feet now. But there's seven men sign paper. Now, this is a miracle if there's ever been a miracle of God. Hindu men sign papers to give us land to build a Baptist church. And I told them, I named it Ridgeview Baptist Church. Brother Wayne Sexton, that's who I'm talking about. I was with him, but when I called him to tell him what I'd done, he said, "Why did you leave me out?" I said, "I didn't." But I was there last week. You talk about a missions watching God. They wasn't much more. Had more, but it wasn't. His church ain't a bit bigger than this. And they don't have a big church. But guess how much money the Lord sent in for missions this coming year? It's $350,000 last year. This year it went to $422,245. Hallelujah! That's God wanting the world to know about the saving grace of God. Well, I didn't mean to say all that, but I'm just telling you. There's a church there now dedicated right under the monkey god, and one that had money left over here went and dedicated another piece of property, a big piece of property. He's building an orphan building for 150-bed orphanage. He's got them now, different spread out, but he's trying to get them. He's going to build a Bible college building and a conference center, and oh my. But and I wouldn't do this, but maybe it'll illustrate a little bit. Shane, help me here. I had preached, Brother Robert Jones had preached, and they called me back up there, and I had no idea what was going on. But here's what they presented me. They're naming that orphanage after me. Dr. Duane Whittemore's life-changing center in Cecilia, India. I ain't worthy, but he's worthy. I told Sam, I said, "Sam, I don't deserve that." He said, "I was praying." Said, "God," he heard a voice, he said, "Who is that man?" Said, I looked up and said, "All I could see is your face." And said, God said, "I want you to name it after him." And I don't tell that for any self-glory. I wasn't even going to do it, but faith encouraged me and said it might encourage people just to follow God. It wasn't me. But let me give you sort of the end of that. When I had two girls in the children's home, and I directed a children's home with Dr. Seidler those 13 years. Today, one of them's a missionary in Belize. The other one's principal of a large Christian school. And their brother, he wasn't in the home, but he heard that this building an orphanage in India, and going to name it after me. And in an Easter basket, Brother Robert Jones was there with him, and he said, "Take this in." And brother, it's $50,000 in $100 bills. Who done that? I didn't do nothing except preach. I didn't ask for that. Sam said, "God said, do it." I said, "Well, if he said do it, I guess you ought to do it." I'll take it with honor, but what I'm saying, I could go and go and go, and don't take this wrong. I ain't never done nothing within myself. But I've watched God. I was in the Philippines, dedicated a school building. Just this year, I could just write a book on this year. You know, I've prayed for years, "Lord, let my last days be my best days." I prayed that, and I'll be 83 in May. But I've still got plans to go back to India and the Philippines and believe Jamaica, anywhere God wants me to go. I'm not my own. But I tell you, just this year, though, we bought two more churches, and they're in the Philippines. I need to go dedicate them, I guess, or somebody. I don't need to, but if God will let me, I will. And it's they're paid for. They're in Bolivia. Brother Franz sent him money to addition on his building. I was supposed to go dedicate it and preach his 50th anniversary, but He had to move it out a week, and I was already booked, and I just had to cancel that trip, but we'll go back. And, of course, you know Michael Elsie, young boy in our body, he just graduated. Brother, this is hard to believe. This just happened. I mean, less than 2 weeks ago, I guess. He told me we went on this trip in Bolivia. We went on into Brazil, but right before you cross into Brazil, there's a road turns right, and about 10 minutes down there, the property where we're talking about, Brother Elsie told me, I want to go. That's where I want to start a work. There's a little village down there. Now, if you don't think there's a sovereign hand, big hand of God, there's a piece of property come open, 135 acres with a stream on it and two buildings. They're not new buildings, but they're buildings. And he wants to start a youth camp, and he's starting a church, Lord. And you know what? They wanted $30,000. I said, babe, we'll take it. And his daddy, now his daddy said, of course, Michael was born, he was raised in Bolivia. And his daddy's got two beautiful churches. I got to preach in them. But his daddy said, well, maybe we ought to just try to see if he'll take any less. And I said, no, I'm scared for him to mention it. But he didn't listen. And a lawyer owned it. And he went and told him what he had in mind and said, we'll give you $20,000. Well, in just a few days, that lawyer come back. He said, since you're going to do this on that property, he said, I'll take $24,000. That's bought and paid for. I talked to Michael yesterday. He's already done there working on it. Can you believe 135 acres with a stream? And it's a perfect. All because Michael Elsie had a burden. God said, do it. And he's tempted God to do it. That's just a young man. I know another young man, 26 years old, called me and wanted me to pray. Ethan Green. But oh, everything he dreamed is there and paid for. He's got a mountain bought, 80-something acres and millions. And just a little old country boy, 26 years old. You don't have to be old to know God. And I could go on, folk. I mean, I could just go on and on and on. Sent money to build another building in Mexico for pastors. I mean, I'm talking about this year. I'm literally nothing but just, you know, just watching God. Lord, let my last days be my best days. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I think I love it. I love church. I might have told this year, I don't know, but I know some time ago, we was going down the road. And when we ride, folks, you carry a Bible dictionary and a Strong's Concordance. And she preaches to me in the church, in the car. She can do that. She can do it to you if it's legal. But anyway, she called my attention. She said, listen to this. And she'd looked up in Strong's Concordance the meaning of the word rest. In Hebrews, it's when you die, you enter into that rest. But in Matthew, it's a choice. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, and ye shall find rest for your souls. And you know what it means? You're going to be shocked. But it works. It means recreation. You look it up. Get your Strong's out and check me out. It means recreation. She said, preacher, that's what we've been doing all of our life. Didn't know it. We've been a recreating with God. Amen. You'll never regret walking with the Lord. Yeah. You think Elisha ever got tired? He poured water on Elijah's hands. Yeah. But look at the end result when he got what he wanted. Yeah. Look at that. The rest of his life, he just pointed out what God had done. And I don't mean that when I showed you this, there's no pride in that. I didn't do it. I didn't ask for it. But what do you do? It's just what God's done. And I give him all the glory, all the glory. I tell you right now, it's nearly embarrassing sometimes to even tell what God has done. You're afraid somebody will think you proud. No, I am proud that I know him and I'm hooked in. I'm in the family. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If we'll just reckon ourselves dead and don't be afraid to follow him. I don't know. And this, I know I ain't like I usually preach, but it's what God, last night, every bit of there yesterday evening, I put that down. Just be willing to follow him. And whatever he saith, it may not make sense to you and the world. But if he's saying do it, okay, Lord, here I come. I can't, but you can. Look back, he did. Everything he ever led a man to do, he done it. Well, he hadn't changed. And he has nothing else to work with except us. And if he's going to get anything done, it's going to have to be through us. That ain't long, I don't guess, but that's what I got. Just whatever he saith, don't be afraid. Step out. Step in the river. And then you can just look back. You can take pictures. You might have some banners. I don't know what you're allowed. I don't deserve nothing. But God's been good. Just a dumb old country boy. They called me from the Bible college and said, Brother Whittemore, would you be willing to accept a doctor's degree from the college? I said, I don't need no doctor's degree. I've had one for 20-something years in ministry. But I said, Lester Roloff said, it's like a curl in a pig's tail. They said, but would you accept one? Well, I don't deserve none. But I got two now. I ain't even put the other in a frame. It's just sitting in my office. I don't sign my name, Dr. Whittemore. I didn't put it on that sign, but they did. But I'm saying, you just let God. And every time he does something, give him the glory. That's what he got the glory, and the disciples believed more than ever. And that's just a beginning. They got to watch him all the years of his ministry. That's his first. Ooh, they got to watch him. They got to watch him. Think of all the miracles he done, and there's right there around him. And he left us a key prayer. If you'll pray, and when you feel led that God's leading you, just step. He's a making us. He's in the making business, let me tell you that. He can make you. You don't have to be old, you young people. You don't have to be old to follow God. Shane, you can follow God as much.